The Mishnah in Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalin, and Pirkei Avos teaches a Kachi Darkish Shel Torah. This is the way of the Torah. Pas v'melech toichal. Eat plain bread with salt. May v'mesura tishta, just drink water. V'al oretz tishan, and sleep on the ground. V'chay tzar tichya, live a life of no enjoyment. Of a Torah ta'omel, just toil in Torah. If you live this kind of a life, Ashrecha v'toivloch, Ashrecha b'olam hazeh, you will have it good in this world, v'toivloch l'olam haba. So I saw that the Sefer Shalmei Moshe has quotes that there are a number of approaches amongst the Mefarshim how to approach this Mishnah. The Maral's approach is that the way one can grow in Limud HaTorah is only if he is satisfied with the minimum amount. That's the way somebody could be matzliach and be successful in his learning. As the Gemara Masechta Shabbos teaches us, Ein HaTorah Miskayemes Ela B'mi Shememis Atzmalam. The Chazon Ish, in a letter, in Chelek Aleph, Simen, letter Kuf Nun Gimel, says, V'yoisi shover v'rotzut kol hayomim. I was broken all of the days. V'lo zuchis l'shum oinig metanuga echayim. And I never really had any enjoyment. Besides that, my body, I was in pain, and I was now healthy. The only enjoyment I have is to do the will of Hashem. And I have no greater pain than that's my entire life. So he very is clear that the way to succeed is through learning Torah. The Chazon Ish says in another place, there's no difference to me before I ate or after I ate. I eat when people tell me to eat, because I probably haven't eaten yet. A life, a minimal life. The Pasuk says, V'yeshiv Yaakov, V'be'er Shava. And the famous Rashi says, B'keish Yaakov Leisha B'shalva. Yaakov wanted to live in peace and quiet. Kofetz Olav Rugzo Shal Yosef. Says Rashi, Tzadikim Vakshim Leisha B'shalva. Tzadikim want a life of quiet, peace, and solitude. Is it not enough for them what is prepared for them for Olam Haba? Ask Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, what was so bad with what Yaakov Avinu wanted? Yaakov Avinu wanted peace and quiet so he could do Avodas Hashem. So why was that wrong? So he says from here we see that this is the way that one succeeds in Avodas Hashem. The Gemara Masechta in the Dorim, Daf Nun Amud Aleph, teaches us about Rabbi Kiva and Rachel, his wife. After Kalba Savua, Rachel's father made them leave his home. They had nowhere to stay. They were laying in a barn on the straw. And Eliyahu came and they asked him, "Could you give us some more straw? We just had a baby and we don't have where to wrap the baby." So Rabbi Kiva said to his wife, "Look, I can't even give you a little straw." So So he went to the Beis Medrash and he learned for 12 years. So the Ran in explaining that Gemara says that Eliyahu came to console them. So the obvious question is that Eliyahu, a Navi, reveals himself to them. Couldn't he have given them some money? And the other question is, after Eliyahu consoles them, Rachel tells her husband, go learn a Beis Medrash. Why is that the proper reaction to what Eliyahu HaNavi told him? Says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, if Eliyahu HaNavi would have given them money, they taka would have been fine. But Reb Akiva, the great Reb Akiva, would have never emerged. Eliyahu HaNavi was telling them, this is the way of Torah. The way of Torah is to live not an easy life. And when Rachel heard that and she accepted about herself that this is what's required to grow in Torah, and she said to him, so now I got the message, and go immediately to yeshiva. Reb Baruch Be'er used to say that the Shagas Aryeh wrote two very great sforim, the Shagas Aryeh and the Turi Evan. But he's much more known for the Sefer Shagas Aryeh, because the Turi Evan he wrote after he became the Rav of the city of Metz in France, and he had Parnassa. Torah that he learned when he was B'toichet Chak, when he had nothing, is far greater. And in fact, the same is said regarding the Ktzois. The Ktzois wrote the Sefer Ktzois, the Sefer Avni Meluim, the Shef Shemaitza, but he's most well known for the Ktzois. And they once asked him, why? And he said, when I wrote the Ktzois, I was in poverty. I didn't even own a table. And that's when I was able to write a Ktzois. The Avni Meluim was already when I had it better. And therefore, it didn't have the same Hatzlacha. The Yalkut Rus teaches us, Ma'inyan Rus Eitzel Atzeres. What is the connection between Rus and Shuas? That we read Megillus Rus on Shuas. V'lam d'chosh le'nitne Torah, ela yidei Yisurim v'oinim. Chazal call Sefer Rus the Sefer HaPeronis. How we start with a family that was on top of the world and had terrible misfortune. Avimelech died, Machlon the Killian died, without any children. And that's the prerequisite to learn Torah. The prerequisite of Torah is that you have to learn Torah mitoichat chak. A second approach to understanding our Mishnah is the approach of the Chidah. The Chidah says that living Torah mitoichat chak is not a prerequisite to learning Torah. But the Mishnah is giving us advice. The Mishnah is giving us advice that sometimes people have difficulty in life, and the difficulties cause them that they can't eat and they can't sleep. Says the Mishnah, if you learn Torah, that will create a situation that it will take away all the other tzaras. Even if you don't have what to eat, and you don't have what to sleep, and you don't have anything, but Torah, if you learn Torah, that will help you overcome all your problems. A third approach to to the Mishnah is that the Mishnah is teaching us a different learning, a different lesson. The Mishnah is teaching us that many times that people attempt to make an excuse why they don't have to learn. They don't have what to eat, they don't have what to sleep, they don't have panosa. They're busy. Teaches us the Mishnah that that is not an acceptable approach. The approach is that no matter whatever situation you find yourself in, you have to learn Torah. The Gemara in Masechta Horius says, "Otu tzadikun e'ochli tvoi almas misani lehu." There's nothing bad if Talmidei Chachamim, says the Gemara, will have a good life. However, even if they will have a good life, it doesn't. You can have a good life, you can have a difficult life, but no matter what kind of life you have, teaches us the Mishnah, Torah should be paramount. And there's a beautiful mashal. Our Mishnah uses the words Darkei Shel Torah. So there was once a wealthy man who had a son-in-law. And the son-in-law asked his father-in-law, "Could you teach me how to do business so that I should also be able to bring parnasa to my home?" But the son-in-law wasn't as serious as the father-in-law. The father-in-law, when he went on a business trip, he would get up early in the morning, he would hardly eat, and he'd hardly sleep. When they got to their destination, when they went to a business trip, the father-in-law got up early in the morning and went running to the different suppliers and different customers, and he didn't have a moment of rest. He said, "When I'll get home, everything, I'll get back to normal." The son-in-law came to the big city, wasn't anxious to work too hard, went to see the sights of the city, spent money on seeing this, went to expensive restaurants, but he had nothing to show because he was busy with all these things. Says the Dubna Magid, a person on the Shema is sent down to this world. While he's in this world, he could do Torah mitzvahs. The smart person realizes that he's on a Darkei Shel Torah. He's on a derech, he's on a business trip. And the smart businessman uses every moment during his business trip to accomplish. And the foolish person doesn't spend that time on business trip. The Mesil Shisharim in Perek Tes says, somebody wants to eat without any problems, go to sleep without any headaches, walk nice and slowly. It'll be hard for him to get up in the morning to go to shul, or to end eating quickly so he can get to shul for mincha. If there's a mitzvah to accomplish, he won't be in a rush. This person will not rush the dvar mitzvah to do a mitzvah l'dat Torah. Says the Milsir Shisharim, somebody who lives this kind of a life, he no longer controls himself to do what he wants when he wants. He has become connected to the habits, his bad habits. A person has to know, he was not brought to this world for peace and quiet. To work hard. He has to act like the hard workers. Haisel Malacha Eitzmas Graham, who worked by their employers, Ukaderach Hayotzi Atzava Bimarach Eisayim, and like soldiers, Ashechilazim Bechipazim, they eat quickly, Vishinos Mirai, they really don't sleep, Voindim Tomim Chonim Leiskerev, they're always prepared to go out to battle. Kshiagal Atzmael Zayaderach, when you become accustomed to this kind of a life, Yimtza avoid the kala of avadai. Then I'll be able to have an easier life. Kivin shlo yechse ba'atzma has mona v'achona elah. He'll have everything he needs in all of his situation. That is the way Tamidei Chachamim grew. The Dubna Magid asks another question. He says, why does our Mishnah use the words pas v'meichel toichel u'mayim asur tishta? Shouldn't the Mishnah says pas v'mayim achoyel? Shouldn't the Mishnah be giving us an instruction? If you want to have a darkish of Torah, eat just bread with salt. Mayim asur shasei, just drink plain water. So he says, there was once a father in a small village who wanted to show his son how people live in the big city. That he should mature and be more knowledgeable in the way of the world. So his son told his father, I'm prepared to go to the big city. However, I want you to give me a nice car. I want you to arrange that I should have good company. I want to go only on a day with nice weather, not cold, not hot, not rain. So the father said to the son, if you're waiting to have all of these conditions met, what will happen if those conditions will never come? He says, what I think, the father said, what happens if somebody, Rachman Utslan, needs to go to a doctor? Or somebody has to go to a business trip? He just runs. He doesn't wait for all the conditions to be met. The same thing, says the Dubna Magid. Chas v'sholem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us not to eat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us not to sleep. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Tanoim of our Mishnah are teaching us, that don't make these conditions absolutes. Don't make it that you're only prepared to learn Torah if you'll have money and you'll have a nice home and you'll have a good chavrusa. Because if you're going to make these conditions, they may never come. Pas v'melech toichel. If that's all you have, that's what you should eat. And that's all you have, that's how you should sleep. Not chas v'sholem, that's absolutely necessary. But take what you have and use it. Take what you have and use it to, without waiting, because you may lose the opportunity. Rameh Shapiro said, before he built the Yeshiva Chacham Leboim, that he said, I dreamt that there would be a beautiful yeshiva where the Talmidim would be able to learn in a very comfortable Beis Medrash, would be able to eat in a very nice dining room. With Talmidim should have it easy to learn. So Rabbi Meir Shapiro began traveling throughout the world to raise funds to bring to fruition this dream of his. And he came once to a wealthy person, and this person asked him, how could you say that this is the way yeshiva is supposed to look? Our Mishnah says, pass the melech teichel. So, Rav Meir Shapiro said, look at the words of our Mishnah. And Mata Oisakein, you shall live that life. Don't demand that life for somebody else. You should live that life. But Talmidei Chachamim, if possible, should live a life of as comfortable as possible, that they should succeed in their learning. And in conclusion, our Mishnah says, Ashrecha v'toivloch, if you live this life of Pasva Melech Teichel, Mayim Surah Tishta, Laras Tishta, Ashrecha b'olam hazeh, v'toivloch l'olam haba. So of course all the Mepharshim ask, we could understand what the Mishnah says, what the Mishnah means when it says v'toivloch l'olam haba. But what does the Mishnah mean with Ashrecha b'olam hazeh? So the Dubna Magid says everything in this world has in it advantages and disadvantage. But sometimes the advantage could be the disadvantage, and the disadvantage could be the advantage. And he explains himself. Bread and water. Somebody eats just plain bread and water, so it's not very tasty. But you won't get too sick if you just eat a minimal, careful diet. On the other hand, if you'll have candy and cake and meat and alcoholic beverages, they're very delicious, but they're also not that healthy. So he says the same thing is when it comes to wealth, when it comes to COVID. Money and COVID are great, but they can also bring all sorts of problems. A person who spends his life trying to earn a lot of money can get involved in deals that maybe he shouldn't have gotten involved with. He could end up going to dangerous places. He could end up having a lot of stress and a lot of pressure. So he says, when a person is in a dangerous place and he comes out okay, you can't say toivla, you can't say that was good. He could say ashrecha, baruch Hashem, he was saved. But that's not toiv. He says, that's pshat in our Mishnah. When somebody has olam hazeh, so when somebody has olam hazeh, he has all sorts of issues and problems that could come from that olam hazeh. But somebody who only needs pas b'melech and only needs mayim b'mesura, then ashrav, you can't necessarily say it's good. You can't necessarily say that he's enjoying life, but you could say he doesn't have the problems that these things bring. So that's why in this world it's only ashrei. But you know when he'll have toivloch, says the Dubna Magid? When he gets to olam haba. There he'll see that by living a life of this world of ashrav, then ba'olam ha'emes, he'll live a life of toivloch, of real good.